Zion getting you to Zion, Tebe Seitel Shimlam Test, January
16, 1979,
Tuesday.
To another person, and he says, and the Orden has an Eved, so the Eved is also transferred, because the Eved is also Bechal Mechosi. That is, if one Ben Chayani writes a to another Ben Chayani, and he writes, Nechosai Knoi Loch, so the Eved is included. Even though he doesn't say Kom Mechosai. Mashiach, if the Shtar is directed to the Eved himself, and if, so only if he spells out Kom Mechosai Knoi Loch, so the Eved is included. But if he doesn't spell out Kom Mechosai Knoi Loch, he writes to the Eved, Nechosai Knoi Loch. So then the Eved is not Yitzel Chayus. This is what the Ram says. I mean, it's much more than the Gemara that way. Hayu noket wo beima kol mechosai. Hayu taimu mishim da'av agav vi'avde ikre mechosai v'chiyom ha'misayni v'pleini avde b'chlal av agav v'olom ha'kol k'limuch ha'pirek mishim es av l'oche k'shu neisim le'avde ei b'mashmo she'yikidi u'matnosi bo'im k'echot elu im k'impirish v'om ha'kol mechosai. So if it is directed to a ben chiri, so then an eved is included among the rest of mechosai. But if the Shtar is directed to the Eved himself, so then only if he spells out Kol Mechosai, so the Eved is included. But if he just writes the Chosai, the Eved is not included. The Shichor of the Eved is not implicit. Right. So the Gemara has a bag. Kol Mechosai Knu. Ma. Now in the case, the price says Eved should be given because of me. Atzmei kol mechosai knuloch, atzmei kol mechosai moikon. Because atzmei, so it doesn't require any kill. Mashem ke mechosi is like any star matone. So it requires any kill. But it requires any kill. But, so in the case where it's spelled out separately, atzmei kol mechosai knuloch, so then it's considered like two separate stories on the same piece of paper. Who says that two separate stories have to be written on two sheets? So, if he writes in the shtar, Atzbechon Chosai Knuloch, so then it's two stories on the same sheet, on the same piece of paper. So it's a shtar shichu, and it's a shtar matone. The shtar shichu consists of the washing, Atzbechon Knuloch, and the shtar matone consists of the Chosai Knuloch. So it's two separate stories. So mainly if you have two separate stories, naturally. So Shtamatone is treated like Shtamatone. So there is no mnemonis of before Nechtam, before Nechtam, vis-a-vis Shtamatone. So we need a Rikium and the Shtashichu, the Atzmech HaKonoloch, that is treated like Shtashichu. So there is mnemonis of before Nechtam, before Nechtam. But in the case where the Shichu and the Matone and the transfer of the Nechosi are contained in the same Dibur. So the question is, do we treat it like as if it had been written Atzbechon Chosai, or we don't treat it as if it had been written Atzbechon Chosai? So that depends whether we say Palgin and Dibur or we don't say Palgin and Dibur. If we say Palgin and Dibur, so if he writes in the Shtar, Kom Nechosai Tnuiloch, so we split the Dibur and into Atzmechon Nechosai Knuloch, so it becomes two shtores, and if we don't say Palgin and Dibure, so then it's one shtar, a shtar shichu, and a shtar matone. Shtar matone. So that's the shtar. So, Atzmechon Nechosai Knuloch Ma'u, Omer Abayim Tir Shikon Atzmei Kono Nechosi, Kono Nechosi, so Abayim also initially held that we do not say Palgin and Dibure. Now, if we do not say Palgin Dibure, so then we can say it in two ways. Either that he is Nemon Ligabe the Matone also, or he is Nemon, or that he is not in Nemon Ligabe Shiro. So Abaye all the time held that we do not say Palgin Dibure. Because if we say Balgindi Boe, then it is considered as if it had been written as the Kolchosek Nuo. So the Shtamatone is not effective, because he has known the Mones Ponach Ponachtam vis-a-vis Shamatone, and vis-a-vis Shicho, he has the Mones. But Abaye holds, we don't say Balgindi Boe. So if we don't say Balgindi Boe, so there are two alternatives. In other words, the batones, the nechosim, and the eved are the same way. Either he's nemon in regard to both, or it's not bikuyim in regard to both. So Abai initially said that since we do not say kaldin debue, so the mele, he has to be nemon in regard to both. Omar Rove, bishlei me'atz me'likne. Mir da mit dem Nischon, el du chosin lo nikne, mir da hava ki mishtore daume, odor am Rabaye, mit dir schon ikon du chosin lo ikon at. So then at the end, Rabaye says, in view of the fact that we don't take all the Nibur, so we cannot consider the Shta as if it had been written in it, at the chol chosin lo ikon. So that means it's one Shta, a Shta Shichu, and a Shta Matone. And since in regard to Shtamatone, the Shliach is not Nemon, the Shliach is not Nemon, or the Eved is not Nemon, if he stipulated that he should be Shliach, so Mimele, in regard to Shichu, he's not Nemon either, because we do not say Paul Gilden Dibur. Alright. Amalei Rove, Bishle, in the Chosin Likte, Midala, Kim Shtore, Dahl, El Atzma Likne Midala Get Isho El Marove Yachodze Atzme Kone Nichosi Loiko. In other words, we say Pogino Dibur. So what does it mean Pogino Dibur? What does it mean Pogino Dibur? So it can be explained. In other words, because it goes without saying that if it had been written in the Shtar Atzma for Pasak Niloch, so Atzma Kone Chosin Loikone. So Rabbi holds, even though he used one Dibur, one Loshin, Kone Chosak Niloch, so we consider it as if it had been written Atzma for Chosak Niloch. Atzma for Chosak Niloch. Or, the Pshat could be in Palgina Dibur, in Rabbi, Palgina Demones. In other words, he is testifying as to the authenticity of the Shtar. So he's testifying as to the authenticity, the genuineness of the Shtar in connection with the Shichur, and he's also testifying as to the genuineness, the authenticity of the Shtar in connection with the transfer of the Nechosim. So it's Palgina Demones. In respect to the Nechosim, to the transfer of Nechosim, he's not Nemon, that it's authentic. In respect to the Shichur of the Eved, he is Nemon. Let's go with Rashi. Every chili did as a young child, but the other shall be a gitter, and must listen, and with the notion of Shabbatim Shalom and Rome. Ask me Conan, and I'll show him for the death. We talk him with Kai, the Hosin Conan, the boy, which talk him store. Come, the Hosai, me, I will not come on Hosai, pretty poor and you. I will call the Hosai, keep the happy boys away. She who הוא עצמי למטה לשחוצים, כי דיקיינו לו מכמון, רק אם כל חוס ועד יש מחירים, אין שום בכל נחוצים, כי הוא כך, אם הם להי, אם הם להי. הוא יתעבור לדיבור, הוא יתעבור לדיבור, מי לדעב הגיתי ששמל סלובי, זה פלא לא מנח את זה, יחוד עם חזה, בין עצמי כל חוסי, בין כל נחוצי. הודו רבה, הבאי לתסס, פירש לא יש עם קושי דיבור בחוץ הרבה. Because the Romans Rabbi's Shite has been all the time that we say Kaldin Dibure. And Rabbi, so initially and finally, he assumed that we don't say Kaldin Dibure. But the question is, if we don't say Kaldin Dibure, so do we say that since he's Nemon, since he should be Nemon, and the Shichur, he should be Nemon, also on Matone, or since he should not be Nemon, and the Matone, so the Mele, he should not be Nemon, and the Shichur. So Pirush Boim Mishim Kushi Rechom Bechot Abayin, Abayin Lechosh Le Pirte, Yisobat Bar Menebure, Da Kushi Rechom Bechal Mide, El Nivu Yisvor Elayim Ha'afrei, Yit Abayin Lo Yikon, Diyad Bar Ashta, Al Atachte. Da Rabba. Alright, now. Omer Rabate Ba Maske Le Rob, Ki Man Ti Rab Shime, Di Oma Apol Gimam Di Bure. So in other words, that Rob is the, of Echad Zeh, Echad Zeh Atzmi Kone, Chosim Likone, is like Rav Shimon, who says, Pogim in the boy. Pogim in the boy. Now, here, so as I said before, so the Pogim in the boy could be understood in two ways. Either on the basis of the Shaila as to whether we can split that Loshen into two Mishenes, because everybody agrees that if he wrote in the Shtar, Atzmechon Chosai Chmiloch, so Atzmechon Chosai Chmiloch, but here he wrote, Chomu Chosai, so the Shaila is, can we split the Dibur into two Mishenes? Or it can be understood in the sense as to whether we say Pogil Nemoetz. In other words, whether he should be Nemoetz, Ligabi Shil, and he should not be Nemoetz, Ligabi Matod. Because Matod requires a testimony by a Nikil, not by just by Shliach. So the question is, can we split the Nemoetz? Now let's see, how do the Gemara apply it? Omer Rabbah Ramas Murobe Kiman Kirabshine. Robes being that the Kony Khotlikone must accord with Rav Shimon, not with Rav Meir. Now it's a Mishnah in pay. Again, it's a Kolchos about the Yotam Echeirin. If someone writes the Shtar, Kol Nechos to them, Kol Nechos Aikimoch. Now the event is also Nichon Nechosim, if he writes Kol Nechosim. So that means, in effect, he's saying, Kol Nechosim, all my other Nechosim, and yourself too. Ah, call to yourself. No. So what does it mean, call to yourself? Atzmecho konloch. That's a Loshen of Shichur. Hari atzmecho konloch. So when he says, konloch asai konloch, in effect he's saying, atzmecho konloch, ushor anloch asai konloch. So it's Yotam Echeir. Shia kaga kol, shehu Yotam Echeir. This is what the Nekam says. Now let's see Rashi's part. הכי כל חוס בעבי, כל חוס אני שונה לוחות בחירים, שעבו לכל נחוסים, לכל שום נחוסים מה בקונה, שי הקר ככל שהוא, לא יוצא בחירים, קר כלב דווקא, כי לא מעבר בעסק, אני משמס, that it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mishaya, קר קר או it's Mishaya מטלטלים, so as long as it's Mishaya, one item, of his נחוסים, whether it's a movable item, or immovable item, whether it's מטלטלים או קר קר, so it's לא יוצא בחירים, Why? Look at the head. Ich spiech, wenn mir ein Schädel kommen, deite, die noch ist mich in Jure, lo ja mir gehen und die Schia. Aber auch, die noch ist mich in Jure, am Rinnan mit die Tee, Name Schaie. So Rashi explains from there, on the basis of whom the Reiz is. In other words, that if he writes in the Stab, von mir hat er immer noch, so then there are no Zweikes, that the intention of the Lord was to be Schaie. Right, it's called Chosai. In other words, he's not making any exceptions, any reservations in that way. He's makne every item of Nechosim to the Eved. Now, the Eved himself is one item of the Nechosim that the Od knows, so possesses. So in Mele, there is no doubt that the clear intention of the Od was to be makne the Eved to the Eved too. Not only to be makne all the other Nechosim to the Eved, but the Eved to the Eved, that was also part of the intention of the Eved. Mashiach King, he said, Hakol Nechosai Kmuno, Chutz, let's say we saw the number one. So then we see that the Od is not Mishiyure, he's interested in excluding something. So since the Od indicates an intention to exclude something, so there is a possibility that he wants to, he intends to exclude the Eved also. So it seems from Rashi it's on the basis of Undre. It's on the basis of Undre. So then you ask him, it's a question of Undre, and why don't we ask him? What do you have in mind? So the answer is no. We could say, even if it's on the basis of Undre, so it's true, he'll say, I have in mind not to exclude him. I have in mind just to exclude certain number one, not exclude the Eved. So it's more reachable Eved, because the Eved, in order to Eved to be Mishuchar, it must be spelled out that is Mishachar. And if it's possible, from the Shtar, such an interpretation is possible, so mainly there is no Shtar Shifo. There is no Shtar Shifo. Alright. והמלוך הם רוח יצוי שיום, אמרינו לידי נע משייה, וחיום מקום יחוסי, לא, אשור מחוסי תומה. So, why did he use the expression, go? So, in order, you know, to compliment him, וחנוק לו יחוסי, לא ישיך לו, keep the love away, עד מקום יחוסי. So, even if the old will say, I did not mean to exclude the Eved. I did not mean to exclude the Eved. So the Eved is not Yosef HaFeus. Because Ishtashicho has to mention that he is Mishachere, that he is Makne the Eved Lati. But Shimei Meir, Leilom, Uben Chirin, Hachirim, Akon, Yechotai, Yisrui, Twein, Abdi, Chutz, Nechom, Adi, Meshavei. Ach, leu ben khayn mei vol ikol mei di vol ikol aj mi na stam khus da vol moye di vol ich ma un shai yos ma mir da khar di ko ma ale vi u khosh ma yad ya khar di khos am ra di shol tve di ko ma ga chi mei vol ben khayn aj mi na lo ich tei khad di kon shom khos ki ge in shpir ve shashi lo shishi ya tu ka ka pre ya aj di kon aj mi shom khos khurt nashi so ולא ישנה יחד לא יקום שם לחוס עם קשר איץ כשמה קרק לא שיער לקרות לחוס מסקור קרק להשת לקום לשום קרק אם כל אחד ואחד יקרנים הרי נהוא נשיער אך לא אוכל הוא מנחר והוא לאו קרק הוא ולא ישיער אל מפלגים על דיבור תוקום לחוס יקום עלי ולקום אלה סעצמי ואת נאמר לי כמה תחת לקום לחוס ולקום כי רב שימן סביר עלי סורה שאקספרינס רב שימן that when רב שימן says לאילו מובן חרד, עד שאילו מקום לחוסר לפני לב, חוץ מיחד ודובי שבן, סלטר הקונטר שימן, the only case where the heaven is not it לחירוס, if he just excluded a certain portion of the נחוסים, not spelling out the nature of that portion of the נחוסים, so then it could very well be that portion of the נחוסים that he excluded from the Atnoye, from the Gwen, was the heaven. So even if the Adon says, I didn't mean that by that. So again, but this is Dvorim Shemalev. Since it's possible that he meant, as far as the words of the Shtar is concerned, so it's possible that he meant to exclude the Eved. So maybe there is no more Shishicho in the Shtar. Even though the Adon testifies, and he's made it, that he did not mean to exclude it. In order that there should be Yitzir Shicho, there must be a Rosh Hashicho, as the Mishnah in Andara says. Gufi Shos Hashicho, Hariyat Mechel, Hariyat Latzmacho, Hariyat Okon Latzmacho. So there is a Rosh Hashicho. And here, since he excluded a certain portion, a certain fraction of the Mechosim, so there is no Rosh Hashicho. So mainly it's not Yitzir Shicho. But suppose he spells out the nature of the exclusion. He says, Chutz Misode Poenis, he says, oh, there it is, Yitzchakheus. And not only if he says, Chutz Misode Poenis. Suppose he says, Chutz Misodachas. Kol Chotzak Miloch, Chutz Misodachas. And he has ten sodas. So then Rashi says, the Eved is not giving me any soda. Because every soda, it's possible, that's the soda that he tried to explain. Tesis is very much. Teitzu says that in the case where he says chutz misoda achas and he has 10 sodas or 100 sodas, so then he's came all the 9 sodas. Or if he has 100 sodas, so he's came 99 sodas. But he says chutz misoda achas, so then he can take for himself, he can reserve for himself the best soda. So the best soda, but a sode, in other words, so he was mishaya reisod. In other words, so teisa shipe is that one can be makni domashim nisuye and he can exclude the domashim nisuye. He can miss the food, but it's yad akene al atachtein. But Rashi Shiti is that you cannot be Makne, you cannot be Mishaya with Moshe Nisui. That's Rashi Shiti. So the Mele, when Rav Shimon says, Le'ilo mu b'chirin ha'chim ha'kom chotan yisim t'in ha'avdi, put b'Rav Shimon, so that means that according to Rav Shimon, not only if he says, kom chosai t'in lo'achut v'sore t'oimis, so there the Yitzel fails, but even if he says, kom chosai t'in lo'achut v'sore t'achas, so then he doesn't get any son. Because in the Galto, every Sunday, there is a possibility, maybe that's the Sunday that he was marked. So he doesn't get any son. And so the whole Akroye remains on the Eved himself. So he still needs a house. But since it was executed as a Shtamatone and and it's ineffective as a shtamatone because he was mishaya misoneshe misuye. So the mele, if we don't take out in the bure, so if ishtah is executed, it's both as a shtamatone for the nechosim and the shtashicho, if it turns out to be ineffective in regard to the matone of the nechosim, it should be ineffective in regard to the shichu. So Rav Shimon holds palgin on the bure. So we see So we see that Rav Shimon holds palgin on the bure. So this is what Rav Abba Masri said to Rabbi, that your memre is in accordance with Rav Shimon, not in accordance with Rav Meir. How do we see that it's not in accordance with Rav Meir? So according to Rashi's Pshat, that's the Kasha Tetzvah, so don't mention it. How do we see that Rav Meir holds Rosh Hashanah? We can only see from this Mishneh in Peir, that Rav Shimon holds Palgin. But how do we know that Rav Shimon holds, that Rav Meir holds Palgin the boy? How do we know? Why? Because Rav Meir would say, in the case where he was Mishaya and Misode Shimon Misuyim, he said, Kol Nechotai Knuloch, Chutz Misode Achas. So Rav Meir would say that the Eved is not Yitzel Chayus. So how do we know that it's because Rav Meir holds Palgin the boy? Maybe Rav Meir holds Palgin the boy, but Rav Meir is Chayshish, Kim Dinoches Lishiyu Meshir Namaho. So even if he was Misayim the Sodom that is Mishaya, so he's not Yitzel Chayus. Allah has Kamo Bechamo, if he's not Mishaya. But how do we know that Rav Meir holds that boy Palgin the boy? That's the Kasha we're talking about Shem and Meskin. All right, but we'll see. So this is what Rabban Bamaskin said to Rabbi. You aloha is like Rav Shimon. So, but how can you be machia like Rav Shimon? But it seems that aloha is like Rav Meir. In other words, so the more you say in effect that there is a machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, and the question is whether we say Palgin Dibur or not. Rav Shimon says we say Palgin Dibur. Rav Meir says we don't say Palgin Dibur. The kasha against Rashi is how do we see that Rav Meir holds away Palgin Dibur? We see that Rav Shimon holds Palgin Dibur. Because Rav Shimon says, in the case where he said, Om Chodai Kmiloch, Chutz Misod Achas, so then, even though he doesn't get a single Sode, because in regard to every Sode, it's a Sode, maybe that the Sode he excluded, so from the ground, so and still there in the Yitzel Chayus. So we see that Rav Shimon holds Palgin Dibur. But how do we know that Rav Meir holds Palgin Dibur? Maybe Rav Meir also agrees with Rav Shimon. But Rav Meir has another Shite that we are afraid that since he made one exclusion, maybe he made another exclusion. So it has nothing to do with Palgin Dibur. There's the Kashi. Alright. But anyway, the more I said with some words, that there is a Machlok between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. So there's a kasha that Rabban Bamasne raised against Rove. Why would Rove say like Rav Shimon when the halacha is like Rav Meir, that we don't say Palgin Dibur? So the Gemara asks, Umi Omar Rav Nachman Oche, Vom Rav Yisvan Yudu Omar Rav Nachman. שרי מנשה קוסה פה נחוס עובד, ויומד, חייזה בנחוס, אם נחייזה בעבד, חייזה בנחוס, אם אתו נשרי מרעו, ונחייזה בעבד, ג'ל יוטו רוב שם נחי, Na da loch is bei Schribra, der Tief ist Schribra mit. Schribra means a person who transfers his nechosi in anticipation of death, because he anticipates death. So in many ways, he transfers his nechosi. It's like a will. Makol Schribra is a grant made in a will. So da loch is the Tief ist Schribra is makne, the nechosin to a person, and then he recovers, so he recuperates from his illness, he doesn't die, so then the matone, the transfer, is retroactively null and void. That's based upon an undene, because why is he transferring all his nechosin? Because he anticipates death. But had he known that he would recuperate, he certainly would not have made a transfer. So maybe if he does recuperate, if he does recover from his illness, so the matone is bottle in the wood. That's only aloche matone. But in shichu there is no such aloche. So in shichu, if his shchivra is mishacher and eretz, even though he did it in anticipation of death, so maybe the shichu is effective. The shichu is effective. So shchivra shekosav kol chosav la'avdei v'yomar, and then he recovered from his illness, yichidah b'chosav. Because that's the aloche in matone shchivra. But in shichu, there is no such aloche, that if shchivra is mishachre. Even though we know that he did it in anticipation of death, he was mishachre. But as long as he didn't spell out any condition, any explicit condition, so the Rebbe becomes mishuchar anyway, even though he becomes. So chayit ha-mechosim, and chayit ha-rebbe, chayit ha-mechosim matone shchivra, chayit ha-rebbe, chayit ha-rebbe, chayit ha-rebbe. Now, but if we say loy talmid on the bule, so since this shtar is both, it's a shtar matone of Vayishchimra, and it's a shtar shichu Vayishchimra, because he didn't use a separate lotion for the shichu on them. He didn't say, at the shichimra didn't write in the shtar, at the chom nechosak minyoch. He wrote in the shtar, chom nechosak minyoch. So it's the same shtar, the same shtar. Is a shtar matone, and it's a shtar shichu, and the matone is null and void, is ineffective. So if we say loy palmin and dibura like a meyach, so he should be ineffective ligabei the shichu as well. Now, so before we raise the question, when the gemara, when Abaye and Rove, Achilik, as to whether we say palmin and dibura or we don't say palmin and dibura. Now, it was possible to explain Abaye and Rove, the Machlik Abaye and Rove, in two ways. One way is, as whether a shtar that is not effective regarding matone, is it effective regarding shichu or not? And the other way was explaining it, whether we say kogil and monis. So from this gemara we see, here there is no question. The previous case of Atzbach Ochotak Miloch and the Anuay Bikiyum, so could be explained on the basis of Palmin Lemonis, as to whether he's Nemon and the testimony as to the authenticity, the genuineness of the Shah. But in respect to the Shichur and not in respect to the Chosin. But this, Shrim Rashi Chosin from the Chosin, here there is no Shaila. There is no Shaila of Palmin Lemonis. Here the Shaila is, there is no Shaila of Lemonis. There is no Shaila of evidence here. Everything, the evidence is perfect. There is no shyness about the evidence, about the facts. The facts are clear, but because the evidence are clear, we know the evidence. I mean, that he transferred the nechosim in anticipation of that, and he was mishachar them in anticipation of that. But in regard to nechosim, there is aloche that if his shchivra recovers, so it becomes ineffective. The shtar, in regard to shtar shichu, there is no such aloche. So the shaila here is whether the same shtar that turns out to be ineffective regarding matone, do we say that it still remains effective regarding shichu? So we see from this gemara, we can resolve our shaila. We have the shaila. What's the machlekes between Abaye and Rove? Whether the machlekes between Abaye and Rove is a machlekes in shtores, whether we say a shtar that turns out to be bottle in respect to matone has to be bottle in respect to shichu, or the machlekes between Abaye and Rove respect to Balgilamas. So the Rali is from this Gemara, because Gemara has the kasher from Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman paskens like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Meir. So we see, and here by Rav Nachman's day, there is no shaila of Balgilamas. Here the shaila is whether a shtar that became ineffective in respect to Matone, he recovered the shtimra, whether it becomes ineffective in respect to shtimra. So he said, all right, anyway, so we see that Rav Nachman. So how can you say, like Rav Shimon and the Pogim Nibure, we see that Rav Nachman. So this is what Gemore, Umiyom Rav Nachman, okay? So Gemore has the kasha. How can Rav Nachman say, Aval Pishi Turis Rav Yitzis, Rav Shimon, Halochek Rav Meir, Adroi Pogim Nibure, Rav Nachman himself appears to pass through, like Rav Shimon, Pogim Nibure, Elomar Rashi. Most of my time is not good. So now Rav Ashi is saying that there is no machleke between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon and the question of Pogim and Nibure. Not only Rav Shimon knows Pogim and Nibure. Rav Meir can also agree with the concept of Pogim and Nibure. And that's the reason as to why Rav Nachman passes with Rav Shimon Rashi Rav Mochos Rav Adi Romad, Chiz Mochos Rav Chiz Averet. Because even though Rav Nachman passes like Rav Meir, but Rav Meir can also agree with that dialogue of Pogim and Nibure. But the reason is why, and Mele, there is no kasha against Rove. Because Rove's deen was not only in harmony with Rav Shimon's aloche, it's in harmony with Rav Shimon's aloche too. That's why Rove said, But the question was, but the mayor appears to be saying that Loi Pogim and Nibure, so it's not that Rav Meir, when he's Chilkan Rav Shimon, holds Loi Pogim and Nibure. But, it's not a time. What's about a time when you laugh with it? Now let's see the Rashi. What about the Lach Rav Meir, the Chilash of the Rav Yitzchak, for what? The same Yishan Rol in Ashi, you know, not in Hoche, but in Nibure. Shrim Rachid, the Chomad Nesim, the Vasa Shech, the Shem Chayus. We also established the Aum et Balvino Nibure, Hosom the Rav Nachman Lach Rav Meir, Kain Rav Yishu Loi Balvino Nibure. Dokinami is your shame shio car kaploni. You let it look in the bure, come a mea do your to the heroes. And what time him she love who's gido. You got me shock sips if a kissus. We should hurry our body in gum the low long niche. The receive hoops of the meat law. Who see because of law, who be the girl kissus. The critical name of the shy, but not the shiure. You lose like a matone, because of the act of Mosak Milo, laughed his gomo. I will hear the Shia, Jok, I will treat his watches. In Stacher, Shoahas, of Marshal Rosa, the Shuri Yoklal, the Shakichi Hashem. The Shuri for the very chilly day, Kruski do. The name Hosin Loikone, the boy Kibun and Kio, I will ask him call it all in the boy. So what is the Mora saying? That the mayor also agrees with Aloha Tolman in the book. But why was the mayor saying that Shia can't coach you? Is loyal to the chayim. That's not because of the holding the bure. That's because of chrises. Now, what is chrises to do with this halacha? Now, the halacha of chrises. So we know the Gemara mentions that if someone gives a gift to his wife and he says, "Hariach mitereshes al nasu tilchi b'sobich leil," so in mitereshes, then the chrises, because gerush means total separation between husband and wife. Total termination of the bond that has existed in the marital relationship. So, but if he has a certain, if he imposes certain restrictions through the gate, so in other words, she is not completely free from him, he stipulates that Naya Mashal Tirich Libesovich Le'elom, so she's not completely free and independent, so it's a chisom, so there is a diminution in the crisis. But in this case, what kind of a diminution is there in the total separation between the Odin and the Eved? I mean, the Eved is completely free. He didn't impose any restrictions on the freedom of the Eved. If he would fight Mishnah Shichu, Hariyato Becherim, but Amnas, that this Chani Eshtabit Bechor, Behold him ashini, then you could say it's a chisom of chrises. Because he's not completely free. He's still mishugit to the Odin. The Odin stipulated in the Shlashicho that every Monday, so he has to work for them. But here, they is totally free. He says, Kol Nechosai, he says, Kol Nechosai, Knuim Loch, Chutz Misole Plains. Chutz Misole Plains. So what? So what kind of a diminution in the freedom is there? That we have to understand. Besides the Kasha against Rashi, how does the Gemara, according to Rashi, how does the Gemara see that the Leia holds with them? Alright, that's the difference. But we'll see about that. But besides that difficulty in the Rashi, so we have to understand what Rashi said. Now, so the plain shot in Rashi and in Tesis also is that here the Gemara says, Lapus Gitil, the Gemara does not refer to the type of twists like Ariat Mikereshes Amnash or Teuchil Visobetil. But to a different type of twists. There are two types of twists. The Rambam says in the Talmud of Gilashim, Asor Dvorim in Vita Gilashim Ateo. So the Rambam says, Alev, Bele, Shigarish Mikhsar. That she can only be divorced with the document, with exact, not by way. Two, and then he mentions the Rambam, that she says, then he says three, she yee in yone idop akit is better than all. The question is, two and three seem to be the same thing. So one of the fundamental prerequisites or elements in Gershon is that Sheyye Inyan Aksav Sheyil Shov Yisirom Yon. The second prerequisite is Sheyye Yonem Dogo Akeres Benil Yon. So, the Rambam mentions two kinds of crises. But there are two kinds of crises. One kind of crises is Sheyye Yonem Dogo Akeres Benil Yon. The manner in which he divorces his wife should be such that as a result of this divorce, she is completely detached and separated from him. It has nothing to do with it. So if he says, Hariat Migereshes, Amnasho, Tilich, Lebeisodich, Leilom, so she is not completely separated from him, she still is attached to him. He imposes certain restrictions upon her. She cannot visit her father's home. So that comes within the point of she yodei dovo hakeres benudino. Of course, if he says hariat mikreshes al nashi kol yosel plaini, that the Mishnah marriage, he certainly leaves her restricted in her life because she's not allowed to marry a certain person. So that comes within the crisis of Yonei Dovor Akeres Ben Odino, that the manner in which he divorces her, that the manner of the Gerashin should be such that she becomes completely detached, separated, divorced from him, without any strings attached to her. That's one kind of crisis. And that we learn now from Yugoslav's Sefer Krisus. It has to be Yoni Dovarakir Vilno. But then there is another kind of krisus. And this is the kind of krisus that the Gemara in Midorim, we learned last year, the Gemara in Midorim says that Rebude can hold in Kolatir Kule, that the Daim Shem Chire is Amulai. But why does Rebude say that if you only need a Tariah to Terko Kola? But if he didn't, why did they never know it? Sivet Ruchim, the Yad Shmukim, the Kutorim. So then she's not in the Russians. Why? Because being increases we like it. So at that time we explained it. What that's the other crisis, that's the crisis of Sfiras Gomer, that the Gemara says in that Chof on the base, Sefer is Sfiras Gomer. Sfiras different crisis, as Rashi explained. In other words, that the lotion of crisis has to be spelled out explicitly. In the Gersh, if there is any ambiguity as to the washing of the Gerashim, so the get is possibly right. There is a lot of Sfiras Gomer. That also the Gemara calls Krisus. And that's why, even though even though Rav Yehuda could agree in Kol HaTel Kule, Yedayim Shemechiches is having Yedayim, but in Get, if he just writes, Harei HaPeteret HaKolodom, he doesn't write, Bidei Bidei Lohenoye, Sifat Aruchim, Bidei Arashimukim, Bidei Pishurim, so the Mele, it's not sufficiently spelled out that he's Midarisha through this document. Because maybe he's Midarisha Balpe, through his fire, through his verbal fire. Maybe his intention is to divorce her Balpe through his verbal fire. But he gives her the shtar as a shtarai. And he also has to spell out that he is the one who divorced her. We they never because of the Allah of Shikadon. So the Mele, when the more it's obvious that when according to Rashi and according to Esses, according to Rif, it's something else. It's the other thesis. It's the thesis of Shigioni, Dobarakin, and Dilinon. But according to Rashi, with Lakus Giteru, doesn't have reference to the thesis of Shigioni, Dobarakin, and Dilinon. But it has reference to the thesis of Sinkalis, who has drawn it, Nosse. Shigiyan Aksa, Shigir Shogi Sirom Yon. In other words, if the Baal writes in the Ger, any Ishe, any Baal, it's not good. He has to write Hariat Midrashis. Hariat Midrashis. Why? But we know, there is no doubt, that even if he writes in the Get, Eli Yishech, Eli Baileich, his intention is to divorce her. The answer is no. Intention is not enough. Intention is not enough. By Gevashim and by Shlashicho, there is a loche of Sefer Lisfiras Gorim Dose. Sheyie Iken Aksav Shegirsho V'Yisilo Mekiyonet. So the name of Rashi says, Kosom the Rav Nachman, Allah can be a time lavish in the country of the Boyu, Dokinami his Yashem Shio Kaka Plaini, the leg the plump that the Boye, Kamaradea the Yotrecheus, and the time you should laugh was Gidu, the Gamish of Sieves, the Bachlisus, we should have what in Gamil or Misha, the Sikhus or Niplo, Uxi Kotago, in the Bachlisus, the Him Gitel Neymar, the Shire, the Rochas Mishinure, the Udus Gamish Hamatone, because of the Afro Hosakilo, Lapis and Dorma. Now, we raise the question. According to Rashi, the Trabia says, Shia Kar Kol Shiyos Vechir. Why? Because Kim Dinoch is Mishiyor. Eima, Shia Namni Didei. Why don't we ask him? Let's ask him. And if he says, I never had in my mind the intention of excluding them, so why shouldn't he be Mishiyor? So he said, it's Vonshiyor. But now according to Maskona Dimore, so Eilech Anami, if there hadn't been a haloche of Tzvira Dvorim, so then we wouldn't say it's Dvorim Shebalev. It's not Dvorim Shebalev. Dvorim Shebalev is something that is obviously the other one. But he comes and tells us his story. He tells us his story. When I was makneh the Nechosim, I did it because I thought I would be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Dushim. So, that's a new story. There's something that no one even thought of it at the time of that story. Mashiach in here, it's not a narrative. So, if he says, I didn't have in mind to exclude. So, everybody thought the same way. Only thing is, there is a remote possibility. So, she and I'm there. That's a remote possibility. It's not the most reasonable. The most probable thing, without him saying anything, if he writes the shtar, don't contact me more. Chutz misolei pleyus. So, in all probability, what did he mean to exclude? Just misolei pleyus. Why should he say it? He meant to exclude something else too. He didn't say it. If he meant to exclude the heaven, over and above the solei pleyus, he should have said, chutz misolei pleyus, chutz mi'atzmicho. Why didn't he say it? So, no probability, he did not mean. But there is a certain ambiguity. There is a possibility. So in Oshkores it would be a psuk. But in Shtashicho there is a loch of Sviras Dvori, Sheyin Aksav, Sheyin Aksav, Sheyin Aksav, Sheyin Aksav. In other words, everything has to be explicitly spelled out. Not implicitly spelled out, but explicitly spelled out. So as long as there is any ambiguity, in the Lashon, and as long as we could say that, Midinoches Mishinure, Shia Namel Eved, So the Mele, it's not sufficiently, explicitly, it's Tola. So it's a Chisom Israel. That's the child in Rashi. Alright, now, let's see the piece. But still, we have to understand Rashi is difficult. Why did Mora say that Rameyeh holds Loi Palgini Boy? How do we know that Rameyeh holds Loi Palgini Boy? In the Halakha. The Gemara didn't know. The Gemara didn't know of who's giving. So then we have to explain it on the basis of Dvorim Shebaleh. So, but, was, so what's the right that Rameyeh holds Loi Palgini Boy? Maybe. Maybe he meant to be Mishael there. So at Kamo Bechamo, when he was Mishael, so the Shem is so yet. We certainly have to be Cheshish. This is the Kashi, we told the Shem that he has. Now let's see the pieces. Leilun Becheilin, Pirit Bekuntre, Nikon Rechim Leilun, Mazel Leish Neich and Nikon Shor Chosin, Bishpiris Ashiyo, Leish Neich Nikon Neich, Bishpiris Ashiyo, Leish Neich Nikon Neich, Bishpiris Ashiyo, Nikon Nechuz Bisko Kalke, Deash Nikon Shim Kalke, Nikon Chab Echad Nikon Neich Leim Shishiyo, Vapilu Achim Becheilin, Al Nikon Neich Nikon Because you come away, 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 So it's a mishpi precious that one can be makne in solution. In solution, you see. Now we could say on this kasha that Rashi Shiki is true. Rashi will agree that one can be makne in solution, but to be shy of a solution, you see, definitely. If he's makne in solution, so he's makne in solution, in solution. Which Sode does he get? He gets the most inferior. So Yad HaLekeh HaTachtein. But when he's Mishayah, so then, if he's Mishayah, to be Mishayah in Sode Shem Yisurim, that he cannot. HaKnoi, yes, but she will not. Vei Mari, the Reo of the Rakshimen, Bo Leisi, Aflei Leo Yisurir, O Yisi Sode, Kiriktone Sefer Dizep Nivo Basra Frekam Ritei Reb Shimon Eim Aleilu Hu Berchein Hachim Ad Nechos Ha'isun Bepoin Abdi Chut Miach Lubi Mishemem O Ma Chut Mi Apleini Chut Mi Zole Pleini Abrei Shom Yisrir O Rei Se Sode Zo Chelet Nechosim Likon Arz Mecheirim Vimiskan Yitim Oko Nechos Ha'al Bebe Levadei Vahava Mune Kisham Achut Vibak Nibure Ma Shom Ako Nechos Ha'al Kom Ashton Lachrof Yotra Heir Vahavim Nibure Very strange job. So they says, doesn't explain Rav Shimon's shite of Loi Palgini Bure on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon says that even if he's Mishayah, so the Shein Misuye, so then there is still Nitzel Echeus. So that's a Rayon Palgini Bure. They says, couldn't explain it on the basis, because according to Rashi, it can explain that the reason the Kokon, the Rashi, he cannot be Mishayah, so the Shein Misuye. So if you are Mishayah, so the Shein Misuye, then the whole grant is nullified. Is frustrated. So the whole grant is defeated. Mashiach came according to Israel, that it can be Mishael and Sodeshim Yisrael. So in Mele, there is no problem of Pogin and Dibur, or Loi Pogin and Dibur. So Israel has to explain Rav Shimon on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon is this asset appears from the Sefer, that according to Rav Shimon, the Eved is Becheirin, even in the case where the Odin wrote the Shtar, Kol Nichosai Yisuni, Liplei Yavdi, Chut, Misode number one, and then it turns out that he only owns, the Odin only owns Son number one, he doesn't own any other sons. He doesn't own any other chosim. So the male, just son number one. So the male, so then it turns out that when he says, Kol mechosai. So when the person says, Kol mechosai, nisunim leplenyari. So everybody will come to the conclusion, the plain meaning, the plain connotation of this expression, Kol mechosai, knuim. We play the Abdi that he is machne to the Eved more than the Eved to them. Now, because but it turns out that what was he machne to the Eved? Just the Eved. So the Mele, this expression is a repugnant expression. Because now we see that when the Garan says that Eve and Odin writes in the Shtar, Nechosai Knuim Lot Loch. So then, the Shichur is nothing. Only if he writes Kol Nechosai Knuim. So then the Shichur, the Eved himself is included. But in the case where he writes Kol Nechosai Knuim Loch, Chutz Mishore Pretz, and then it turns out that everything that he possesses besides himself is the Sore Pretz. Since he excluded the son of Chinese, so that means what was the matter there? The day that he was matter there. So the Mele, this is a repugnant expression. It's not a repugnant expression if the Kol Nechosai includes other items, other Nechosim, besides them. Then Kol Nechosai is not a repugnant expression in respect to Shiru. But if it turns out that the Kol Nechosai had reference only to the Eved, then Kol Nechosai is a repugnant expression in respect to the Eved himself only. So it's a repugnant expression. So the Mele, he says, Afilo in Shomayzi, or is his son is of Nechosai, but Asma Chayim. The Miskayim did Kol Nechosai, but Lavley, So since he says Kol Nechosai, Chutz Mishore Pretz, and Mishore Pretz is the only Nechosim that he possesses, except himself, so that means that the Kol Nechosai applies only to himself. Kol Nechosai, in respect to himself only, is a repugnant expression. That's not a Rosh Hashir Kol Nechosai. We see that the Ram says that even Nechosai, when he has many Nechosim, if he has 100 tzaddikim, and he has an Eved, and he writes to the Eved, Nechosai can walk, so Nechosai does not include the Eved himself. Allah has come and become, if he writes Kol Nechosai, and he puts me on the plains, and then it turns out that the plains is the only Nechosim that the Odin possesses, except the Eved himself, so then it turns out, in final analysis, that the Kol Nechosai has reference to one Nechosim. To whom? The Eved. So, Kol Nechosai is not a proper, is not a Rosh Nopshichu. It can be a Rosh Nopshichu if the Nechosim include other things, if the Kol Nechosai include other Nechosim besides the Eved. But if the Kol Nechosai expression is limited to the Eved only, then it's not a Rosh of Shichu. It's not a Rosh of Shichu. So the question is, so why? And Rav Shimon says that even in this case, so is Yotra Chayos. The answer is, Rav Shimon holds of in the book. So in other words, suppose he wrote, instead of writing in the Shtar, Kol Nechosai Knuim Loch, Chutz Mishore Pretz, he would write, Atzmicho, Unechosai Knuim Loch, Chutz Mishore Pretz. And then it turns out that the Sore Pretz is the only Nechosim that he owns, besides them. So then we wouldn't say, no one would say, Rav Meir would be chelik either. And then Rav Meir would also agree that he, the Odin, wrote in the Shtar explicitly, Aslicho, Nechosai, Tmimlo, Chus, the Sore Pretz. The only other is the Sore Pretz. Our Sore Pretz. So then Rav Meir would also agree that the Eved is just like Chayos. Why? Because if he writes in the Shtar, Atzmecho, Chosai, Tmuim, Loch, Chutmiso, the Tlainis, so then it's like two Shtores, the Shtar Shikho, and And the Shtamatone, suppose you would buy it on two pieces of paper. On one piece of paper you would buy Tatsmicho, Konloch, Knuiloch, and on another piece of paper you would buy Nichosai, which is on the plains Knuiloch. So what would we say? This star on which you wrote, Nichosai, which is on the plains Knuiloch, that's verbiage, that's a nullity. Nichosai, which is on the plains Knuiloch, and so the plains is the only Sunday that he owns. So it's like saying, the Sunday that I own, mine is the Sunday that I own, I market it. So what does it mean? I mean, the Sunday I own, mine is the Sunday I own, I market it. I market it to you zero. So in other words, so it's a nullity, it's verbiage. So if he writes on a piece of paper, the horse I put this on the plane is new off. So that's null and void. Now, so what difference does it make? Whether he wrote it on two pieces of paper or on one piece of paper. If he spelled it out, Atzmecho, Nechosai, Chutz, Mishad, Esplein, Isknuilo. So Mimele, even Rameya would agree that everything is okay, because it's Rishores. But when does Rameya say that everything is not Yitzel Echeus, if he writes, Atzmecho, Nechosai, Chutz, Mishad, Esplein, Isknuilo. So Rameya says, Loi Palgum, we don't split that dibur of Kol Nechosai into Atzmecho Nechosai Knuiloch. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, we say Balgin Dibur. So Kol Nechosai Knuiloch is equal to Atzmecho Nechosai Knuiloch. So it's Balgin Dibur. According to Rav Meir, we don't say Balgin Dibur. So in other words, we don't treat it as if he wrote Atzmecho Nechosai Knuiloch. So according to Rav Meir, according to the Meir, it's one shtar. It's the same shtar. According to the Shimon, it's two shtars. It's two shtars. So that's why, according to the Meir, the Eved is not Yetzel Echeus, and according to the Shimon, the Eved is Yetzel Echeus. So we see, how do we see that the Shimon holds Palgin Dibure? Because if the Shimon had held Loi Palgin Dibure, so then, if he writes the shtar, called the Chosai Chutzpah Shalei Plenis Kriyoloch, we don't split the shtar and treat it as if he wrote Atzmecho Chosai Chutzpah Shalei Plenis Kriyoloch. So Memele, so then it turns out it's one shtar, and that expression, in that one shtar, in his mind, had reference only to David. But Kol Nechosai cannot have reference. It's an important expression. It cannot have reference just to them, Kol Nechosai. You see that the Ram says that even Nechosai could not have reference, could not include Eved. But Kol Nechosai should be limited just to the Eved, that's certainly not. So in Melee, there is no Losh Hashicho. There is no Losh Hashicho according to the Meir. But why does Rav Shimon say that David is Yitzel Eus? Because Rav Shimon holds Palgin Dibure. So then we split the Loshim of Kol Nechosai into Atzmecho Unechosai Chutz Mishad Plenis Kriyoloch. So then it becomes Shtu Shtores. So which Shtores is in which Shtar is in nullity? The Shtar Matoni is in nullity. But the Shtar of Atzmecho Konoloch is not in nullity. So we see that Rav Meir holds with Palgin Dibure and Rav Shimon holds Palgin Dibure. Now, so we have to say that Rashi. Now the question is, according to Rashi's job, how do we more know that Rav Meir holds with Palgin Dibure? The answer is, as far as the Meir is concerned, Rashi will agree with Tesis Pshat. Rashi will agree with Tesis Pshat. In other words, because Tesis mentioned the Deceptive. So from the Deceptive it appears that Rav Meir and Rav Shimon are chilek in the case of Kol Nechosai Knuiloch or Chutz Mishad Eplenis, Be'ilu Eloyis Yisod. So Rav Meir says that the Eved is not Yitzel Echeus, and the Rav Shimon says that the Eved is Yitzel Echeus. That the Eved is Yitzel Echeus. So Rav Meir, Rashi says, you see, Like this Eve, he has many sodas. And he says, chutz misod ha-kleinis. So then, according to Rameya, we say, Ayyiloches v'shiyure, l'idei namesha. That's only if he has 100 sodas, or 10 sodas, or 5 sodas, and the other and the light, kol chosak yuro chutz misod ha-kleinis. So then we can say, we can anticipate the possibility, since he is disposed to exclude something, maybe he excludes something else. Maybe his intention is to exclude something else. Alright. Mashiach in the case where he has just certain number one, and he has another, and he doesn't own anything else, and he writes, Kom bechos ha'kinu noch, chus misole plenis. So he's a child to say, Noch is lishiyure, shia na meho. So then the question arises, shia na meheve. So he's crazy, he's off his mind. Why did he write the shtar? All he owns is an eved and his sodom number one. And then he writes the shtar, Kol mechos ha'iknu loch, chutz misodom number one. And that is the only sodom that he owns. What else does he own? Nothing, except himself. So, how can we say, how can we even imagine that his intention was to exclude the eved to, if his intention was to exclude the eved to, and he certainly excluded sodom number one. So he excluded everything. So what was he making? So he's off his mind. He writes his shtar and he's not making anything. So in the case where he wrote Kol mechos ha'kinu noch chutz misod ha'kleinis, and the sod ha'kleinis is the only sod that the Odin possesses. So then we cannot say midinochis mishiyur eshiya namo l'dilei. But the Meir says lo yotzei mechilin in that case too. Not only in the case where the Odin has 100 sodas and the writes Kol mechos ha'kinu noch chutz misod ha'kleinis. So in that case we understand this why the Meir says lo yotzei mechilin. Because midinochis mishiyur eshiya namo l'dilei. But the Meir says that he said that even in the case of where he has just one sodas, the sodom plainness, and the rights come because I knew of. And chutz misodom plainness, and that's the only sodom he possesses. So in that case, Rameya also says, then it is not into the chaos. Here we cannot explain the Rameya on the basis of the Noches Lishiyur Eshiya Namo L'Eved. So on what basis? So, here we have to explain the Rameya in the same way as Stasis explains Rameya. As Stasis explains Rameya. Oh, so then the question. So in other words, so how do we know that the Meir holds Loi Talgir Dibure in the same way as Tesis explains? How do we know according to Tesis? Because the Meir that he says that in the case of Kol Dechos Ha'iknu Lo Chutz Misod Ha'Kleinis Ve'ilei Alei Shesodet Alei Shesodet Ha'Kleinis. So the Meir says Loi Yotzu L'Cheilus. Why he goes L'Cheilus? Because Kishom Ha'Chutz Mibatim Dibure Mashom Ha'Kul Lechosa. But Rav Shimon says Talgir Dibure. But Rameya doesn't say Talgir Dibure. So according to Rashi also, the reason, how do we know that Rameya holds by Talgir Dibure? Because if Rameya had held, Loi Talgir Dibure, then Rameya wouldn't say that Eved is not Yotzei Lecheilus. Because if Rameya had held Talgir Dibure, so when he writes, Kol Mechos Ha'iknu Noch Chutz Misod Ha'Kleinis, Ve'ilei Alei Shesodet Ha'Kleinis, so it should be considered as if he wrote in the shtar, as if he had written the shtar, atzmichol mechosai chutz misod ha'kleinis kmiro. In that case, so everybody would agree that there is Yotzei Lecheilus. But in this case, Rameya said there is Loi Yotzei Lecheilus. So it's an ayin that Rameya holds Loi Talgir Dibure. So it's like this. So then the next question is, Monash, if Rashi explains Rameya the same way as Tate says, so why did he have to resort in the explanation of Rav Shimon to something else, so he could have explained Rav Shimon also the same as Tesis? The answer is no. We cannot, on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon says, that's Rashi, on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon says that in the case of Kol Mechos Ha'iknu Noch Chutz Misod Ha'Kleinis, Ve'ilei Alei Shesodet, so Rav Shimon says the Eved is still Yetzer Lechayus, so it's no riot that Rav Shimon holds that Talmud Dibure, because maybe the pshat of Rav Shimon is that it's not considered a repugnant expression, because sometimes people talk that way. As a matter of fact, the Rambam explains the Gemara a little different than this is. How does the Rambam write it in the Rambam? They explain, and the Rambam praises this pshat of the Rambam. So, how does the Rambam explain the Gemara? So the Rambam says, not that in the case of has to do with Pardon the Gemara. Even if he says, Kol Chosai Tmunimoch, Chutz Misod HaPlayis, and he has a hundred of this. So it also has to do with Pardon the Gemara, the Rambam says. Because actually, the whole expression, I mean, even though every person talks that way 1,000 times a day, but it's a repugnant expression. Everybody talks in a new logical way. In a new logical way. Because that expression, Kol Chosai Tmunimoch, Chutz Misod HaPlayis, is a repugnant expression. It's a tartar assassin. Logically, it contains a contradiction. Because Kol Chosai means Kol Chosai. Not Afkei, regard to Eben. Suppose somebody gives a Shtar Matone. One person, Ruben, is Matne, always Nechosi, to Shim. But he excludes something. He has 10 sons. So number 1, so number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. So, you know, and suppose he wants to be makne all the sabbaths, from number 1 till number 9, but not number 10. So then, in order to formulate it in a logical way, he should say, I am makne to you, so the number 1, so the number 2, so the number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9. That would be a logical formulation. But if he would say, all my sabbaths, are transferred to you, except for Sunday number 10, would be a repugnant expression. It's illogical. It's a contradiction in terms. Because when you say, Kol Nechosai Tmunimoch, what does Kol mean? Kol means Kriki Mashmoy, all my sons. What kind of all my sons is it? If one son is excluded. So it's a contradiction, it's a doubt, it's outside. But people talk that way, as a shorthand method. So that happens. Every day, in every person, I mean, even those who are marked on their expression, so they still, every day, they use repugnant expressions. It's illogical to say, all my Sundays, except Sunday number 10, are transferred. If one Sunday is not transferred, so not all the Sundays are transferred, it could say, 9 Sundays of the 10 Sundays I own are transferred. And Sunday number 10 is not transferred. That would be a logical formulation. But to say, all my Sundays are transferred to you, except Sunday number 10, that's a repugnant expression. So the Melee, this is how the Rambam explains. The Gemara, the Halamine assumed that the Machlevik is between the Melee and the Pshimen. Is on the question as to whether we say Pardon the Dibure or we don't say Pardon the Dibure. So the Meir Rebbeya says, Hakim sit from the horse of Abde, Yotemachet, she a carta coach or Yotemachet. Because the Meir holds word Pardon the Dibure. So the Meir, if he writes the star, Kom the horse at Nimo, we don't split it. And we don't say, Kom the horse I equals to Atzmi Kom the horse I. No, Kom the horse I equals to Kom the horse I. We can't split it into Atzlecho, Unechosai, Tnuyimot. So, Kol Nechosai means Kol Nechosai Tnuyimot. Kol Nechosai means Kol Nechosai, all means all. And then he says, Chutz Mishon HaPlayis, so it's not a sasre, it's a repugnant loshen. A repugnant loshen has to be rejected as verbiage. A repugnant loshen. It's verbiage, he doesn't talk straight. He talks illogical, in an illogical way. It's a doubt of his answer. So that's why it's Loyos Mechelen. It's Loyos Mechelen. So what Rav Shimon says, Pardon the Dibure. So in Mele, we split the Russian of Kol Nechosai. Suppose he would say, Atzmecho, Atzmecho, V'kol Nechosai Chutz Mishon HaPlayis. So then we would say, of course it's a repugnant expression. What constitutes the repugnant expression? Nechosai chutz mishon haplayis k'nuloch. But the atzmecho k'nuloch is not important. So the nechosai chutz mishon haplayis k'nuloch is rejected as verbiage. But the atzmecho k'nuloch is not rejected So, but according to the Shimon, we say Bamir Bure. So, Kol Chazak Ruach, according to the plain is, equal, is reduced to into Atzmicho with the Chosai, Chutz Mishon Plain is Kriyo. But the Meir says, Loi Bamir Bure. So we cannot reduce it, we cannot change it into Atzmicho with Chosai. Kol Chosai has to remain Kol Chosai. Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain is. So it's not the Roshon of Gein of Shichur, because a repugnant expression is not the Roshon of Shichur. It's not the Roshon of anything, a repugnant expression. So, this is how the Raya is. So this was the Haramim Gemara, and that's the reason why Gemara has the Kashi against Robin, against Rav Nachman. So then Rav Asher said, no, it's not that Rav Meir holds the repugnant Gemara. Rav Meir also holds the repugnant Gemara. But even though he holds Pogan Dibure, but seems by get, there is Aloch of Sivas Borim, so he has to use, it has to be formulated in logical language. So even though we say Pogan Dibure, so still, it's inconsistent with Ian Aksav, Shegir, Shom, Sivam, Kiyam. This is how that happens. And Tesis does not explain. Tesis does not explain the same way as the Raya. Why? Not that Tesis disagrees with the Raya. But on an ideal level, so Tesis would agree with the Raya. Everybody must agree with the Raya. The Kol Chosai, Chutz Mishon Plain is a repugnant expression. But people like to talk with brevity, and they like to resort to shorten methods. So mainly it seems all people resort to short 10 methods, and they talk that way, even though on an ideal level it's a repugnant expression. It's a time of disaster to say, Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain. It's illogical talk, but people like to, that the universal practice of people, to resort to shorthand methods. To resort to shorthand methods. So, it's not considered repugnant. Because this is the connotation of Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain. So the connotation, the obvious implication and connotation of Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain is that something number one, number two, number three, up to nine is gone, except for something number 10. That's the obvious connotation, even though on an ideal level it's repugnant. Mashenke, that's the reason why Tesis doesn't follow the Raya's pshat. But in the case where it says, Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain, the place, the Eliel is Sode, then even from the point of view of the shortened method that is used by people, it's repugnant. I mean, that then, even according to the pattern of people and the usage of people and the custom and practice of people, it's repugnant. What kind of talk is it? Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain. Chutz Mishon Plain is, and mainly Alois is of it. So that means that the Kol Chosai is limited only, is only expressive of the Eretz himself. So why didn't he say, Atzmicho Kol? I mean, shorter and everything. So that certainly is a repugnant expression. According to the Raya, so even if he has 1,000 sodas, and he says, Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain is, it's a repugnant expression. But Tesis is chilek on the Raya, because Tesis holds that whether it's repugnant or not repugnant is not to be determined on an ideal level, but it is to be determined by the usage of people. But in the case of Kol Chosai Chutz Mishon Plain is, then even from the point of view of the usage and practice of people, it's repugnant. So that's why, so it's not the Rosh Hashikho. That's the reason as to why Ramiya says, Lo Yosrahenos. But Rav Shimon holds Pogim Dibura, so then we change it, we paraphrase his Rosh of Kol Chosai into Atzmicho Nechosai Chutz Mishon Plain. So then we say, what is repugnant? The second shtar, the shtar matoni is reborn. The shtar shichu is not even reborn. But Reb Meir says we're born in the bore, so we don't have two shtars. We only have one shtar. So maybe it's reborn. It's reborn. It's not Rosh Hashichu. Not Rosh Hashichu. Now let's go back to Rashi. The question is, now since Rashi explains Reb Meir the same way as the Israelites, so why didn't the Israelites, why didn't Rashi explain Reb Shimon also that way? The answer is, from Reb Shimon, we couldn't, Rashi holds that we couldn't deduce from Reb Shimon's din in the case of Hakesib Kobe Chosov, Knuy Mochutis of Plains, Vimel Mississodes, Reb Shimon says, Yotze Mechirin, so he couldn't deduce that Reb Shimon holds Palgino de Bore. Maybe Reb Shimon doesn't hold Palgino de Bore. But then, why does Reb Shimon say, in the case of Kol Chosai, Kimim, Chutim, Sol, Pais, Vein, Mel, Nisi, Sodi? So, they have a distinct Lechayos, because just as Teisa says, that it's not considered a repugnant expression. Why? Because all the people resort to this shortened method. So you could say that Reb Shimon holds that even in the case of Kol Chosai, Kimim, Chutim, Sol, Pais, Vein, Mel, Nisi, Sodi, so then, most people don't resort to such expressions, to such formulation. But since certain people like to talk that way, so it's not an important expression either. So maybe it's a Rosh Hashichu. After all, what is language? Language is only the medium between the heart, as the Ben Ezra says in one of his poems. Haloshim ein yalo hamelitz bein halei vashim. So in other words, so maybe if he prefers to write that way, to formulate his ideas, his intentions that way, so it also is a Rosh Hashanah. So we could say that's the reason why Reb Shimon says Yotzei Mechayus in the case of Kol Mechosai Knuyin Loch Chutz Mishal Plenis Vein Le'Yalei Sisodei. So why? Because Reb Shimon, so Rashi has to resort to the fact that Reb Shimon says that Reb Yochel Hebrew is in the case where he's Mishayir, he's on Rishon Yisuya. So then the whole Matone becomes ineffective. And still it remains effective without a Shifa. But he couldn't deduce from Reb Shimon that Reb Shimon holds Palagun de Bure from the fact that Reb Shimon says in connection with the case of Kol Chosai Knuyin Loch, Chutz Mishal Plenis Vein Lo'Yis Yisodei, that there is Yitzchak Hebrew. Because we could say the reason is why Reb Shimon says in that case that there is Lechemus, not because Reb Shimon holds Palu de Bure, but because Reb Shimon holds that even though the Dibur is only Miskayo, there is Levade, so then the Chutz is not Levade of Bure, it's not a Levade expression, because it is clear what his intention is. So no matter how bizarre a formulation he adopts, it is still a Lashon of Shichur. We could say that. So, but Reb Meir obviously does not hold that it's still a proper expression. Because Reb Meir says in so many words that in the case of Kol Chosai Knuyin Loch, Chutz Mishal Plenis Vein Lo'Yis Yisodei, so then there is not Yitzchak. So Reb Meir obviously holds that it's not Rosh Hashanah. So it's a Raya Bure that Reb Meir holds way more than the Bure. But we couldn't deduce from Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon holds Palgim de Bure. Maybe Reb Shimon also holds Palgim de Bure. But Reb Shimon holds that even without Palgim de Bure, so the Chutz Mishal Plenis is not Mivad in the first Dibur. It doesn't become a repugnant expression. Just as according to Teisves, Kol Chosai Knuyin Loch Chutz Mishal Plenis is not repugnant. Why? Because it's universally used, that expression, as a shortened method. So maybe, according to Reb Shimon, even though this kind of formulation is not universally used, but since it is obvious what his intention was, just to be marked to the Eved, to the Eved, and nothing else, but he formulated in a very weird and strange way, so it's still a Rosh Hashanah. Not because Paul gave the boy. So that's why we have Rashi had to resort to the other memory of Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon says that the Eved is Yitzchak Hebrew even the case where it's Mishayah, Yisod HaShem Yisuyah. So then the whole Matone becomes ineffective. And still, it remains effective as Yishlach Shichur. So it's a Raya that we say Kol Yimbo. So it's a Raya that we say Kol Yimbo. Fine. Now, the next is, הלוכת רמייה, ורמייה סבתיים ובסופה, ולא יפה אומר דיבוי. ומקום רב שינו לאילו, מה השמעת לו בעזיני? ולא ביטוח ליוצא לחירוס, ולא יפה אומר דיבוי, כי שאילו יהיה לו יצאיר, עד לא חיוצא לחירוס. ומוסיק, אני במילה, לאו משום לא יפה אומר דיבוי, אלא משום דלאב חוץ גיטאו. פירוש, דאין זה קריסוס, כאילו שישיר בדיבו שהוא נשתח לבי, יום הכל נחוסי, ואין נזכה עם כל אי. Now, so you see, from the Tetzvah's Lashon it's Mashma, that where is in respect to the Havah? Tetzvah's was really kind of like the Raibet explains in the Havah of the Lord, on the basis of the fact that Kol Nechosa, Knul Ochut, and so it plays, even if he has a hundred sons, even if he has a thousand sons, so it's an important expression, unless we say Tomsin Bure. So then it becomes reduced into Kol Nechos, but if we don't apply the Aloha Tomsin Bure, so the Loshi does not become reduced into the Loshi of so then it's an important expression, even in the case where he has a thousand sons, because on an ideal level, it's reformed. And at the level it's recorded. But it's a shitty is in the Havon of Yomore. So even though an ideal level, called the Chosak in the Lohotim's own planes, is repugnant, but our Pudim, we don't consider it repugnant. And we consider it Rosh Shichu in view of the fact that it's the universal practice of people to express themselves that way. Every person expresses himself that way. He uses it as a shorthand method. To formulate it in a new logical way. That's in respect to Haram. But in respect to the Maskon of Yimore, so Tetzvah agrees with Raibe. You see, in the Maskon of Yimore, so Tetzvah doesn't mention the case, doesn't spell out the case of Kol Nechosak Nilo, Chutmis on the Plains, Vimore, and Isisode. He doesn't mention the case. In the Haram, he mentions the case of Kol Nechosak Nilo, Chutmis on the Plains, but in Maskon of Yimor, Rabash Teretz says, El Mishim Lach, what's he doing? Pebush, Deiz of Jesus, Kim Shei Yeshir B'Divo, Shei Nishtach Rabbe, Deoma Kol Nechosai, Vein Miskai Mikule. Miskai, in other words, what does it mean? Because the Teretz of Yimor is based completely on the Aloha of Sfiras Boy, so there is a special Aloha. So, in the Havane, when the Yimor didn't know of Sfiras Boy, that's based, that Rav Shimon's din is based upon Sfiras Boy, so there we only have to consider whether in Kolatere Kule it's a Moshe Shechu or not. So then we say, so Tetzves in the Havamine assumed that since there is no special Aloha in Shechu, that there has to be an exact Loshen of Shechu, an exact and accurate and logical Loshen of Shechu. So in Meile, all that is required is the same thing that is required with the other hakdoyos. So there is no aloha that one must express himself in exact language, in accurate language. You see, so Mele, so Tetzves, was Chelikan and Raile, and said, true, on an ideal level, it's an important expression. But that's the way people talk, that's the way people write all the time. So Mele, it is Moshe Shechu. That's the reason as to why Tetzves had to resort to the case of Kol Nechosai Kmin or Chutz Misal Eplein Zvim Lai Zisori. Mashiach in the Teretz of Rabashi. So Rabashi bases the din of Rameya upon Sfiras Dvorim. What does Sfiras Dvorim imply? Sfiras Sheyie Inyan Aksav Sheyir Shor Yisir HaMikiyone. So Mele, that implies that it must be formulated, the get or Ishtashicho must be formulated in clear, explicit, and logical language. Not in repugnant language. So then Tesis doesn't mention the case of Kol Nechosai Kmin Loch Chutz Misal Eplein Lai Zisode. But he mentioned the case of Kol Nechosai Kmin Loch Chutz Misal Eplein Lai Zisode, even if he has a thousand sons. Because on an ideal level, it's repugnant. And if it's an ideal level, it's repugnant. So it doesn't conform to the requirement of Sfiras Dvorim, of Shiniyeh Inyan Aksav, Shegirsho, Vizionim. This is what this is. Kim Shei Shiro B'Divo, Shei Mishtach B'Divo. The L'uomo ha come forza degli scagni fuori, a volere c'è il dito di cose dei, come forza che tu non lo di pure sciarle, di cui scritte un, di lascia più il tuo altro di tu, di cui dito la neva mi sciarle le cose che c'è bere, o chi se vengono io la inserire, tu le sciarle le neve le nostre di sciure, c'è la neve, mica mi ha dato la neve, di paura di pure, vei mascia che mi disette, che di perasci, non lo sta più di luce, da più io la inserire mascia, di conci che io sono così, io sono le neve, vada a bere mio il pomeriggio, che lo dieci che sono così, o le conti quattro di sé, Rashi explains Rameya the same way as they says. It's only in regard to Rav Shimon that Rashi has a different explanation. Now, but there is a difference between Rashi's pshat in the Maskoner Gemara, Rav Ashi's Teretz, and Teis's pshat in Rav Ashi's Teretz. According to Teis's, so the pshat in Rav Ashi's Teretz is that there is a chisson of spheres growing because on an ideal level, come the chosai can you walk with me so the brain is a repugnant expression. According to Rashi, so even on the basis, even by Shtar Shichu, there is a loche of spheres growing, the fact that it's an ideal level, it's a repugnant expression, is of no significance. Why? Because Alim Demis, since it's the universal practice of people to express themselves that way. So it's not repugnant. So it's exact and logical also. Because that's the way people talk as a shorthand method. So how do we know that Rameya, even according to Maskona Dilbar, how do we know that Rameya holds Loi Palmun Dibure? Because Rameya says the Chia Kalka Kosho is Loyotso Mechelin. Why? So the reason is because there is a remote possibility that we did not have Nishinure, Shia Nam Leve, even though it's only a possibility, not a probability. In all probability, if the Odin spells out one exclusion, so he doesn't intend to make another exclusion. But since there is a remote possibility that we did not have Nishinure, so maybe there is a diminution in the clarity of the language. And here, the Xerasakosu of Sfiras Goring implies that the language has to be clear and explicit. And if there is a remote possibility, even though it's not a probability, that Midinoches Lishinure, Shia Namaleve, so maybe there is a diminution in the clarity of the Roshishichu. So that's the reason as to why Rebbeya says that we have to read. Now, let's see the Rebbe. Right. Imam Kachinam Balam Nibuye Tani Chumas Lavdei Yotem Echeirin Shia Tar Kosho Yotem Echeirin Rav Shimon Eim Aleilu Echeirin Rachim Mekom Lichosai Kom Lichosai Nishkenu Tvenyav Nishkenu Tvenyav Nishkenu Tvenyav ולכם מסובקים בשביל הקרקעו שהוא סתם יאמר ולבחור אלא הוא כלשהו ולקניהו שעוד נכס הירקעו כל המחוסים ולמידה וכן וכל המחוסים כלום אף אמן לכל זו לפעול ולבור שמסוב הרב אגב לא יכול לבחור אלא הגיר ולכל המחוסים כל העץ ולפעול ולבור so right the lead is similar to Rashi so he says כיבי בשביל הקרקעו שהוא סתם לא יוכל אב ולבור so all the Rishenim raise the same kashas against the lead that the Rishayim raise against Rashi. But one can be makneh the Rishayim Sugya. The answer is the same answer. That even though one can be makneh the Rishayim Sugya, but one cannot be mishayah, a dogo Rishayim Sugya. Because if somebody, and it could be for the same reason, why do we say that one could not be mishayah, a dogo Rishayim Sugya? Because actually at an ideal level, kol nechosai kuno, Kol nechosai kinoch, chutz misod plenis, is a repugnant expression. It's a repugnant expression. But people talk that way. So we don't consider it out of the inner repugnant. So the melee, the shio is considered the shio. Mashenikin in the case where the shio itself is a misery. So then we say, since the expression kol nechosai implies kol nechosai. Kol nechosai means all the sons. But he can make an exclusion. So if he spells out the exclusion, chutz misod plenis, even though on an ideal level, it's repugnant, so we don't consider it repugnant. Mashenkei, where it doesn't even spell out the identity of the explosion. So then, if it's a double shame, it's real. So we ignore the explosion. And since he uses it at very general terms. So it's considered as if there is no explosion. But we cannot say that all the sudden is according to it, because that is there is a movement in Muchach, he doesn't want to be marking all the sudden. So anyway, the whole acknowledgement is in effect. That's Rashi Shita in the region. Alright. So the whole matone remains ineffective, but the shicho is effective. Alright. So it's like Rashi. Wo mir abis bam yom aber nach nach ob ich tu es abis es rabshim tan shem und wort mir abshiei si kol bam mit khaze so sai mich auf mich gorn khikh hallo khikh rab mei ja um nei was dik mich mach gut gute u di was nu di khim di shi ob kar kol shu di kosa vo khim gite haben wir di rabbi skuze di gabo di gite u khim ze ei mi get twises di bino di lebi gite di khim ze kol lave di leke Now we see that whereas according to Rashi, now there are two kinds of places. One kind of places is she be in Aksav, she goes to the other. The other kind of places is she be on the other side of the Lord. So according to Rashi, the things are in the right way. So the Pshat, Lakhuzgite, when Rabasha says, has reference to the Kuzgite of Shini Aksav Shiki or Shavisi on Kinyone, not to the crisis of Shini Yoni Dabachar Kinyone, but according to the Ri, the crisis here that Ravashi mentions is the crisis of Shini Yoni Dabachar Kinyone. It's the same kind of crisis like our national democracy of it. It's the same kind of crisis like our